Hey, Granny Zebner, I believe that's our ring.
I know his alarm. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner have dispatched their article about their attempt to fly to Mars to the magazine editor and are now feeling quite wealthy with the $750 they received for it. Lum has gone to the county seat to deposit the check and to settle up their bills. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner alone in the Jotham Down store and library. He's talking on the phone.
Three bars of soap, pack of flour, a big one. Yes, Mom. All right. A can of sorghum, box of soda crackers, and what else now? 3 pounds of butter. I can't tell you that much. Well, I can't help it, Miss Eastrunk. All I can give you today is just a half a pound.
Well, I got back quicker than I thought of it. Oh,
yes,
excuse
Mom.
Me, Abner. Never seen you stopping on the phone.
Well, I don't care how much you're willing to pay. That's all you can get. See, otherwise, there wouldn't be enough to go around for everybody. Well, don't blame me now. Don't start bawling me out about it. Blame that there paper hanger, that Adolf Schickelgruber. Whatever his name is.
Yeah, still no matter.
Yes, Mom. Well, I'll get it over just as quick as I can, Miss Eastrunk. I've got other people to look after besides you. Well, I'm not mad. All right, I'll get it over. All right, much obliged. Goodbye. Woman.
Who's that, Miss Eastrunk?
Yeah. She's mad because I wouldn't sell her but 3 pounds of butter.
3 pounds?
Yeah.
Well, she don't need that much.
Of course she don't.
Near as I can recollect, she never used to buy more than a half a pound at a time.
I know it.
They got a cow, too.
Yeah, she's too lazy to turn, I reckon. Just set. That's all she's good for.
You know, it's a funny thing, Abner, but I've noticed that every time there's a shortage or something nowadays, some folks starts trying to buy more of it instead of less like they ought to.
Doggies, I've noticed that same thing, Mom. And I believe that must be one of the causes that makes all these shortages, too.
Well, we sure don't help it, and I'll say that, sir.
No, sir. Did you get in the county seat all right?
Yeah, I caught a ride in the mail hack.
Uh-huh.
About the only way you can get there now. There sure ain't many folks driving that for no more.
No, I don't.
Everybody's saving their cars.
Yeah, it's the same for them to do. Did you get our check from the magazine article deposited in the bank, all right?
Oh, yeah. I paid up some of the bills already, too.
He did, huh?
That sure is a good feeling to get them off my mind.
Won't have them our creditors calling up here every 15 minutes whining out the telephone. how much money is there left out of the check now, Lum?
Well, it was $82.
Oh.
And I figured we'd just divide that half in two twixt ourselves.
Well, good.
$41 apiece.
My doggies, $41 cash. Well, sir, that will sure come in handy. Let's see now, what can I buy myself for that?
Well, of course, you ain't got the full $41 no more, Abner.
I ain't, huh?
No, you see, I bought both of us a $25 war bond while I was at the bank.
Oh?
It cost us $18.75 apiece.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea,
Long. Well, I knowed you'd
want
to do that.
Oh, sure. Let's see now. That leaves, 18 from 41, $36 and...
$22. $22 and a quarter.
Oh. Yeah. What's the matter?
And out of that, you give $10 to the community chest.
I did.
Yeah. Oh. I did, too, of course.
Uh-huh.
Then I give $5 to the USO, and you give $5 to the Red Cross.
Did I do that, too?
Yeah.
Doggies, I never knowed I was getting so generous here all of a sudden.
Well, these are all good, worthwhile causes, Abner.
Yeah, I know that. I ain't complaining a bit. But, That don't leave nothing for me, does it?
Oh, yes, it does. Leaves you, let me see, $7.25.
Uh-huh.
And that's more than I've got, because I had to buy myself a new pair of shoes.
Shoes?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what you got in the package,
yeah? Yeah. Yeah, I just had to get some. These shoes I got on are so thin in the bottoms, I can step on a dime and tell you whether it's a quarter or a nickel.
Well.
Just look at them there. Look at that.
Well, I do know. Hey, you need them, all right.
A retread one.
Yeah, you're plumb down to the cardboard there. All right, let's see your new ones there, Lou.
Second, I'll unwrap them here.
Dad, you got them on around.
These are about the best shoes I ever owned.
Well.
Just look at there. Take a look at them.
Well, I do know. I dog as them are good ones, you know what? Sort of big, though, ain't it?
Well, they just look that way because of the leather, so thick.
Yeah, them things look like valises. You put handles on them, huh?
Look at them soles on there.
Oh, yeah.
Them things never would wear out.
No, I wish I could find some of that for Elizabeth. She just runs through shoes quicker than ever one human I ever seen. Oh, no, them things will last you a month or Sunday. How much did they set you back, Ron?
Well, I sort of hate to say. I'm afraid I was a little extravagant. Blowed myself.
Did you? Extravagant, huh?
But this is something I've always wanted. A real, genuine, good pair of shoes. And while I had the money, I thought I'd just go ahead and buy them.
Why, sure, I don't blame you a bit. Man ought to have good shoes. I've always said that. Good, stout shoes on your feet will help you. You got them, though. I'll say that for you. You sure did. How much did you say they was?
Well, I hate to tell you.
Huh?
I'm sort of ashamed of what I had to get for.
Well...
$6.25.
$6 for the land fee.
Just what they cost.
Whew. Doggy, them things must have diamond shoelaces in them.
I know it sounds terrible, but I seen them in the store window there, and Dad blame it, I want them. They got them.
Well, I don't blame you much, Lum. Tell him I want something that bad, he ought to get it. Facts is, Doggy, I sort of wished I'd went along with you. Bought myself something, too.
Oh, it reminds me. You did buy yourself something.
Huh?
You bought yourself some new earmuffs and a pair of suspenders.
I did?
Yeah.
Well, I do know.
Dandy leather gloves.
Gloves?
Heavy line ones. I bought them in that package there so I can get to them.
Oh, let's see them. I dog his gloves. That's exactly what I've been needing. Been needing them the worst way. Oh, them is dandy, ain't they?
Yeah, you've been complaining lately about getting so cold while you're out making the delivers. These will be just the thing for you.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't them dandy?
Oh, they are good.
And them's good stout galluses I got you.
There, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm needing a pair, all right. Look there. That there is rabbit fur inside them gloves, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Old fella's hand never would get cold in them. Wonderful world. Good for me. So good, I better not tell Elizabeth I bought them, though. Just last week, she wanted to buy some fancy gloves for herself, and I wouldn't let her. I'll just tell her somebody give them to me for a present.
No, don't tell her no story. Tell her the truth about it.
Yeah, but now what if she...
Well, there ain't no what if to the rule about truth, Abner. Never tell no story, not even a little one. You ought to know that.
Well, I reckon you're right, Mom, but sometimes...
Ain't no cases where telling stories is excusable. Just stick to the truth. Wait a minute. Who's that coming up out there?
Huh?
Oh, it's Ed Clayton's woman.
Oh.
And saw her for quite a spell.
No. Is Ed still laid up?
No. Heard he went back to work just a couple of days ago.
When?
And I seen him at services last Sunday, too.
Uh-huh.
He's working over at the mill now. Defense work.
Well, good for Ed.
I guess they've been having sort of a hard time of it lately.
Oh, ain't no doubt. I'll find out.
Well, how do you do, Miss Clayton?
How do you do, Miss Clayton?
Hello, Abner. Lum.
Come on in. How are the youngins?
Oh, just fine, thank you.
Well, good. What can we do for you today? A few groceries?
Yes, a few. I need a package of salt and 50 yeast and a 10-pound sack of flour.
Will you get them for him?
Yeah, get them right away. Get them right now. Yeah.
Sounds like it's going to be bacon day over at your place tomorrow.
Yes, that's right. Ain't no one thing Ed likes better than hot biscuits.
Well, I don't blame him none. Sort of partial to him myself. How's Ed feeling now?
Well, to be honest, I don't think he should have went back to work yet. In his condition, it's too cold and damp over there.
Uh-huh.
But you know Ed, bound and determined.
Yeah, that's it.
Here you are, Miss Clayton. Now, was there anything else for you?
Yes, I'd like... how much does that add up to?
Well, let's see here. Flowers, 64 salt and yeast, 79 cents.
Oh. Well, I just have 70 cents with me. Better leave out the salt.
No, I'll go ahead and take it. We can put it on the book.
No, I'll get it some other time.
Well, wait a minute. I believe I added that thing up wrong. Let's see here. It comes out 70 cents even. I never was good at figures. You sure there ain't nothing else now?
No.
You say it's sort of cold and damp where Ed's working?
Yes, it is. Ed just ain't got the clothes for it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a good pair of heavy shoes would be good for him.
Well, yes, but...
Now, we just happen to have a pair here. Just some cheap ones, but they might help.
Hmm.
Just $1.98. Here, take them along and tell Ed he can pay for them whenever he gets his first paycheck. Go ahead and take them.
Well, maybe we'd better wait.
No, don't wait. No, sir. And here's something I've long forgot to tell you. Here's some gloves. We're giving away a pair of gloves with every pair of shoes we sell. They're just cheap ones. They might last him a week. Oh, here, put them in the basket there now.
Well, this is awful thoughty of you. I don't rightly know how to thank you.
Oh, don't thank us. It's just business with us.
Sure.
Give our regards to Ed.
Yes, say hello to him for us.
Oh, I will. Good day.
Good day, Miss Clayton. Come in again.
Mom.
Yeah?
That there rule, that ain't about the truth. Did you say there weren't no cases where you could change it a little bit?
Well, mighty few, Abner. Mighty few.